Awkward people, Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with, because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference. All kinds of pictures, they can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're gonna let us play and advertise, that's probably gonna be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you wanna make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkward. XXX.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining. And it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it. And hopefully, we'll see you online at Awkward XX. Common Confidential, Sometimes when you think about luxury, you think about like the bed sheets or the mattress that you're on. You don't necessarily think about the towels that you're going to use to clean up with afterwards. And that is probably my favorite thing about what we received from Common Confidential is these little cum rags. Y'all, it seems silly, but they are absolutely amazing. I mean, let's not get it twisted. The blanket they gave us is awesome too. Steph and I rolled around on it immediately. And the body butter that they gave us, I mean, it works for penetration too, which, right up our alley. But still, the six washcloths, that is what I think about most often and what I try to keep clean. Because if I'm going to clean up, I'd much rather clean up with that than with a paper towel. I know it's silly, but y'all go check it out yourself, commonconfidential.com, and then use our discount code AwkwardPillowTalk. Get some for yourself. You're going to thank me later. So, part of the awkward is let's have a little talk about hygiene. The Summer's Eve products, you always walk down. I used to walk down and be like, what flavor would I like my vagina to be this month?
Right, like the flavor of the month.
But then I realized my favorite flavor of vagina is actually not Summer's Eve.
Right.
Or spring blossom. It's vagina.
Yeah, it's just straight up. That's the way it is.
And when we got a sample of this healthy hoo-hoo, that was my first concern, was what is this going to smell like?
I was like,
Because
uh-oh.
I'm pretty content with the way things are smelling. And it smelled like nothing.
Yeah, it was very odorless.
Completely odorless. And you've used it before and after play sessions, which is what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Helps balance the pH. And I've actually been able to use it a few times on myself too, because pH balance is not just for you.
Yeah.
Works for me as well. So if you're interested in giving something a go that's not going to take away that natural,
Flavor.
then you may want to check out Healthy Hoo Hoo and use our discount code StephanieClassX. And get yourself. You're listening to the Awkward Pillow Talk podcast. I'm your host, Jason Klass, along with my wife, OnlyFans model, and self-proclaimed awkward chick, Stephanie Klass. We're here to get the awkward stuff out of the way. This podcast is a true representation of our journey through anxiety and learning to love sex. If any of that offends you, we'd like to say, fuck you. Welcome back, everybody, to the Awkward Pillow Talk podcast. And I know we've been bragging to some friends lately about this interview because
Yeah.
When you look up our guest's resume,
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
easily one of the most impressive things ever. And it's her title is one of those ones that gives you the shock and awe as well,
Yes,
just like
absolutely.
ours,
Right.
you know. And then we found out also we got this little virginity connection thing, and I was just like, that is
pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're all in. So I'm going to do a shorter intro than usual just because I want to get to talking to her faster. Right.
Don't want to so take up too much
I do
time
not
either.
Want to at all. So please, please welcome Mistress Bella Cummins, who owns the oldest brothel in the United States. Is that correct?
Well, hello, everyone. And I don't know if it's exactly the oldest. However, it was originally there since 1950, and that's 20
awesome.
Years before the legislature of Nevada actually created a revised statute that made it possible for rural areas to make the vote for if they wanted legal houses in their area. And so 20 years prior to the 70s, and since then we've been over 50 years of being successful. And I'm the madam that knows how it works and why it works.
That's incredible. Yeah. And it's such an odd concept to us. We've been East Coasters our whole life, obviously. And, you know, you are in a very unique part of the United States where that's allowed. And it's just a very foreign concept to be able to do that,
right.
And to be able to
but
have that level
awesome.
Of freedom for people,
right.
Because on our side of things, and one of the things I think we're going to talk about is, you know, people that are inexperienced, right? How do you gain experience
if
you don't have experience? There's a, it's like that
that's
applying
really
for a job. It's like applying for a job, being like, all right, you need to have 6 years of experience. You're like, well, I just got out of college.
Right.
How can I have 6 years of experience?
Exactly.
Oh, Jason, Stephanie, it's really true. And here's where, over all my 38 years, where I've arrived at as far as experience and obviously people having the correct parts. The Nevada, when they wrote their codes, wanted it to be for women that were born women. And so in a very rural area where men are really looking for women, it isn't the same as in the cities. But as far as experience is linked to a calling when it comes to sexual services, because I say this because it ties to the courtesan of the 1500s in Venice. It ties to the geisha, where it may or may not have had anything to do with sex. It was whatever that person required, man, woman, couples, whatever, what they required in order to have the complete, I'm going to call it experience of humanness, that they wanted to have it safely happening where it was good for all.
I love the way that you described that, the unique experience of humanness.
Yes.
Because ultimately that's one of the things we're fighting for here, right? Is just saying, hey, sex isn't that weird, right?
It's
natural.
Human nature.
Everybody needs it. We're all doing it. Let's talk about it. Let's make it better.
Let's make
isn't that normalized. Isn't that how we all got here?
Exactly.
Somebody, two people had to do something.
Exactly.
It's become such a taboo, and I get it. You know, a lot of it's like, hey, we've got to protect our youth, but to a certain extent, we are, you know, ruining a lot of adults that are now uncomfortable by this subject.
Right.
Because of the stigma we've had to place on it to protect everybody else. And I'm not saying by any means that we take away protections.
Right.
But people like you and those protections were on there for a reason. I shouldn't be looking at this stuff, you know. And she went from super, super conservative to, you know, having an article in AVN.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I just think a lot of those things do a lot of harm, you know.
Yeah. Not talking about it. That was big for like me growing up. Like we did not talk about sex. So it was like all of a sudden, you know, I'm 20 something and I'm like, I know like nothing about all of this. So, you know,
thankfully for you as a woman, right?
Right.
You've got like 350 dudes willing to like jump up and be like, hey, I can teach you how to sex.
Right.
But if you were a guy that was in that same position,
right. You don't have that.
You got nothing.
We've really complicated our existence on the planet. A lot of things have been coming along rather slowly. And it used to be before HIV that things might have been a little better as far as young people getting together. But that really began to change with AI and cell phones and texting, and where now young people really don't know how to talk to one another. They're going to school separate. That lockdown thing where they drove up in their car to get their diploma. Yeah, something right there was supposed to separate. And now, you know, if you anywhere you go, someone has a device in front of their face. And so we were mentioning briefly about this virginity crisis. And we probably have 5 to 7 a week that come through Bella's. Wow. They don't want their friends to know. They don't, you know, it's like it's embarrassing. You know, well, why can't you just go pick up a young lady? Well, first of all, she doesn't know how to talk to me. I don't know how to talk to her. And we only text anyway. So there's not very much interaction as far as, you know, sensuality that's going to happen that initiates two people coming together, hormones being stirred up, if you will.
Right.
You know, it was like the kiss. I was much like you, Stephanie. It was like I almost grew up in this sheltered, and went to college. I didn't know anything. And so, you know, I fell on the grenade many times, made many errors. And that isn't even something that I should feel badly about. It right. was just how it happened.
Yep.
You know, and so, you know, what did I learn from that? Golly, everybody didn't always tell you the truth. There was a desire to complete that sexual activity, and they weren't going to call you in the morning.
Exactly.
The end. And sometimes you didn't want them to call anyway because it wasn't good.
Very true. Very true. Yeah, I mean.
That is, the telling the friends thing is one of the first questions we always ask. So she's done 20 of these at this point where our journey kind of started with some dude that just randomly reached out and was like, hey, would you take, you know, my virginity? And right. she originally was like, no. But she started thinking about how she was so shy and anxious.
And I do nothing.
And she didn't know anything. And she was like, well, you know, I guess I'd feel more comfortable doing that. A whole long story to get there. Yeah. But essentially, we've gotten to the point where we were like, okay, you can have sex with virgins, but we want to be able to document this because we think it's important for people.
Other virgins
who have anxiety to be able to see these experiences, right? So like in your situation, you have it to where, you know, these guys can obviously, they can pay for the companionship to have somebody walk them through this process. Right. However, if they can't get to you and they can't get to us, or, you know, we obviously have very limited, capacity here, then at least they can watch a video of somebody that is similar to them in their same exact situation and see how they deal with it, because we keep it super real.
Right.
We don't, you know, we make everybody look good. We don't embarrass anybody. But like, you know, if they come quick, they come quick. If they don't come at all, they don't come at all. And that's, you know.
And we make sure, you know, their identities are safe. Because again, a lot of these people are afraid to talk about it with, you know, their friends, family, whoever. And so like, we make sure that they know that, you know, we blur their faces, their identities will never get out, so that they can feel safe in this experience that we are
like, we understand that we're filming it and stuff. We understand that's a big ask, but some people are totally fine with it. Other people are terrified.
You know, here's something that's very, very interesting. So you are my first couple that are actually talking openly about this gift that the two of you are offering. And in Wells, we're, our demographic is that our clients are from, many of them are from Utah and Idaho. And there is a huge religious thing in those two most sexually repressed states that makes it even more difficult for them to reach out because it isn't ever supposed to happen, correct? But they recently banned porn. Well, yes. Porn isn't noted for people looking willing to be participating in sexual activities.
You're
mostly
right.
These young people might think, well, you're supposed to choke the woman and make her submissive, and then you're going to do this, this, and this. And they think that that's what they're supposed to do.
Right.
So this situation with porn, where it's never portrayed in the same likeness that the two of you are working to create and have successfully done so far, is a gift. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. I mean, it is definitely a weird little niche that we fell into, but
It's cool because, you know, we take some of the big, like, porn ideas, you know, like, DVP.
Yeah, we've done DVP with the Virgin.
Look, if you're hard enough and you can keep it going, like, I know I can do it, you know. I consider myself a full-fledged porn star at this point, you know. So, like, if you can keep it up, let's try it. Let's see a DVP. So we'll do an awkward, you know, double vaginal penetration with a virgin, you know. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. If it looks weird, it looks weird.
Right.
If we're all laughing about it, then we laugh about it.
Yep.
There's no like, oh, let's keep this scene super sexy and, you know, and fake it.
Right.
Because we want people to see that sex can be fun. Sex can be messy.
Sex
can be awkward. But it's sex still, and it's awesome and natural and amazing.
Yeah.
And there really are fantasies that are linked to situations like you just talked about.
Yep.
Or positions. I mean, all of the above.
That's what we ask, you know, hey, if you have something in particular that you're into, let us know.
Or you want to try or
that
whatever.
You want to try. And it's, you know, ultimately it's up to Stephanie. We don't we don't do any audibles. We say that ahead of time.
Make sure you're not allowed to, you know, beforehand.
In the middle of it, be like, oh, I'm going to stick it in her ass because that's just not going to go over well. But we tell them ahead of time, like, hey, we're basically going to give you this, like, this game plan and stick to it. So if you have any requests, you know, the day ahead of time essentially is the time to get it done.
Yeah. But I mean, it's cool. Like we've tried, like you said, the DVP. I've taken two virginities at one time.
Yep. Two different dudes that didn't know each other.
They did not know each other, but we just got them here on the same day and said, hey, let's do two at one time. And then what else have we done?
We had one dude whose dick was too big. He couldn't lose his virginity because all the girls his age, just every time he took it out, they were like, nope, won't do it. He was 10 and a half inches.
Yeah.
And he's very popular on our page, obviously, as you can imagine.
Yes.
Of course. You know, and there are some people that get in the wrong line in each direction.
Yep.
You know, whether it's very, very small or very, very large.
Exactly.
And then the majority are more than acceptable.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree.
Like, I tell all of them, like, I do not care about size. I don't care if you're tiny. I mean, I'd like to know if you're huge so I can mentally prepare for that. But other than that, like, because a lot of the guys are worried. They're like, oh, well, I'm on, like, you know, the smaller side. I'm like, I don't care. Like, my job is the experience.
You love the moment that you know that, hey, it has been taken. You know, you get to experience that. So you don't really care about the physical pleasure of it. It is a completely mental stimulation for you.
Right. Exactly.
It's an in-service that's more tantric than physical.
Exactly.
I think that's a good way of describing it.
Yeah. Because like a lot of these guys, like we were talking about, they grew up religious or they grew up waiting with a girlfriend and then break up or she cheats or whatever the case may be.
There's a lot of that, Stephanie.
Or they don't, they just don't know how to talk to women in general. And so they just never take that like next step. And then they realize, oh, I'm 20 something now. All my friends have lost it. I've been left behind. What do I do? And so I step in and help them out.
When we can.
It's like no virginity left behind.
Exactly. I mean, I try. That is the plan.
We were talking about doing a political campaign for her.
Yeah.
Lose your virginity in 2024 to Stephanie Class.
Yeah.
But oh my God. It's cool though that you're able to make these connections. It's hard. We've connected with one other person who's taken virginities. Right. Her name is Asian Vixen for you.
Mm-hmm. And she's on the West Coast.
What was funny is she was able to make the same exact observations that we were about the types of people, you know, that lose it. And it's such a common misconception. Everybody thinks it's going to be the Steve Carell 40-year-old virgin type guy.
Right.
And it's not always, it's almost never a loser that, right, you know, hasn't lost it. You know what I mean?
They're successful people. They're focused on school or job or whatever. Like, and they forget that one step and then they realize.
I joke around with her often because I say that she is going to be the reason that we cure cancer, because she's going to free up the space in some dude's head. You know, that space that, like, he just had to have sex. And the second that gets out of there, he's going to be like, ah, that's what it was.
And I'm going to be like, hey.
He'll be able to tap into the higher consciousness finally.
Exactly.
So hopefully I'll be able to take credit for that one day.
Yeah, there you go.
What the heck, right?
So one thing, Bella, that we've started doing, and this is a weird thing for us, obviously, since we've just embraced it and we've told everybody at this point in our lives what we do, because we're just like, well, we're making a living doing it. We're not going to stop. So right. You might as well know. So my mom and her dad are both very open people, but we will not let them listen to our podcast for obvious reasons.
Right.
However,
or the children.
Yep, or the children, of course, of course. That is, yep, nope, never, ever. But I did come up with a deal for my mother, which was I would tell her the guests that I am having come on, and then I will let her ask a question. So we are going to start a new segment called Questions from My Mom.
Right.
And she had two questions for you, Bella, if you don't mind answering them.
Go for it.
All right. So the first one was... what is the oldest person that you have working for you?
Right now, I have a lady who is 55.
55, okay.
All right.
And cancel. The one that just left on vacation was 58. So, and I'm going to add this.
Okay.
They're always from a country other than ours.
Really?
Interesting. Okay.
They don't age the same, and they feel differently about human interactions, and they just don't age like we do.
That's pretty cool.
Super interesting.
Yeah.
So it is tied. It is linked to our being, our those hormones, those everything. They're always like Asian, Russian, French, this country. We got a lot to learn if we're going to hang on to longevity and looking younger, longer.
I agree. For sure.
And then, so her dad also had a question. Her dad is one of my favorite people. And his question was, did you tell your family what you do? Like, did you have reactions from people in your circle when they found out what it is that you did for a living?
My family had no negative reactions at all. As a matter of fact, my grandmother, I think she sat at the bar at like 88 having a Black Russian, saying, you know, this is really good. Yep, you can hang Uncle Jack's picture over there, you know. And I said, well, it's perfect. I'll tell you where the judgment comes from. People that never come through the door, never get their questions answered, never embrace their fear and curiosity about why people choose this for a line of work, and I'm calling it a career, for period of time. It's never forever. For ladies, there's usually a short time limit, and then they are meant to go and do other things that may or may not pertain to the industry in some other way. But, you know, the whole idea is the judgment, you know, it'll come from the fear of like dealing with the City of Wells City Council or the completely religious population there. It isn't that they all want me to just disappear, but as one council member, so eloquently stated, Bella, you're tolerated and so is your business. But then the other day, the rest of the council voted in my favor for some things I required in the code. So, you know, it's something that was, this whole idea of being a Madam at Bella's, that has been my platform for growth. This is how I became who I am, the spirituality that now is the denominator of who I am. And probably 25 years ago, I learned that what other people think of me is none of my business.
I love it.
I agree.
Absolutely love it. It's so cool to me when we talk to other people and just like make this connection and see that like, we've made the realization that you made 25 years ago just recently. You know what I mean? So
I feel like congratulations. Yay!
Thank you. Yeah.
We started this podcast and like it was literally within a month of starting it. People started responding to us and we were just like, we've got to embrace this because we can't be authentic to ourselves and to our brand unless we really tell people what it is that we do. I've been a salesman my whole life. And I can't sell a product, which is, you know, us essentially, with my hands tied behind my back. So we just made a conscious decision just to get out there and just say, hey, we've been doing it already. We're not going to stop. And, you know,
we enjoy what we do.
If you don't like it,
then sorry about it. If you, you know, you want to support us, great. But if not, then totally get it. So
then you're looking for people that understand what you're being asked to do. And it works through you. It's an energy. This isn't something that you two just, we're just going to do this and we're going to make money. This is a calling. And those that fail to understand that, you have to send them light and love and send them off because there are plenty of other people that are going to understand your calling.
Absolutely. That's kind of like, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You see, like your East Coast, the other gals, West Coast, I'm sitting in Nevada. And there are millions of people that need exactly what we do.
Exactly.
And they can't all get to me.
Right.
And the ones that are get to Bella's, they can't get to you. And so there's going to be individuals everywhere that are actually in service. And like you, it's a blessing. You're actually speaking up.
Yep. Yeah, we've been kind of like taking the energy from what the universe has been giving us. And like you said, if someone doesn't agree with it, then
see you later. We're done.
But you know, for the most part, like we've had nothing but like positive vibes, which is good because we were very worried about the negative.
Now, another thing I like to do with each one of my guests, Bella, is I do like to ask questions about if they were going to be a first time person going to your business, what it would be like. Part of the issues that we had when we were starting this whole thing was Stephanie's anxiety was so bad that she wouldn't sign up for things that would better her. She wouldn't do, you know, doctor's appointments or anything like that she didn't know what to expect. And that fear of the unknown just had her frozen. So for somebody that may be looking to come and lose their virginity with you the first time, what would the first step be for them if they wanted to do that? How do they get their foot in the door, so to speak?
The ones that reach out by email, even though they're afraid, and many of them will say, I'm really petrified. They want it more than the fear to hold themselves back. And so it's helping them understand that there's no obligation. And, you know, they see ladies that they believe they're attracted to, but it's letting them know that's never set in stone either. They can talk to as many courtesans as they would like to find that energetic match, because that is what it's going to take in order for them to get into that flow that is beyond their humanness. It includes their humanness. So it getting into that place and relaxing enough, having enough TIME time to let themselves go, to let someone else take, no pun intended, things in hand.
Exactly. Yeah. I like that.
I do like that. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's one thing that we you know, struggle with, obviously, is, you know, we have limited time when we do things, yeah. Because we are, you know, adults and parents, yep. and all that kind of stuff. But we get people sometimes that are like, oh, I want to take hours. And we're like, you're not going to take hours.
Yeah.
You're going to take this long, because we obviously don't take money for it because we can't here. And we simply want to get back to watching our TV shows at night sometimes. So.
Or just relaxing, yeah.
Well, you know, here's something else, okay? Clients will come through the door or in an email. They'll say, well, you know, I need an hour. And I go, well, what are you going to do with the other 57 minutes?
Exactly.
You know, and they chuckle, but it's like no one typically, except maybe for you, Jason, but typically puts a time limit on that orgasm that comes through you. And every now and then, yes, we can put ourselves in a position to do that. But when someone comes in and they are wanting something and their hormones are in all the correct alignment, as you said, Stephanie, it could take 3 seconds. It could take 10 minutes. But there is something that's going to build to the point of the climax.
See, and, now we have issues with... when the camera's on, I think.
Yes.
It slows them down.
Well, and you're there.
And I'm there.
And so there's a lot going on. Like,
we
cameras,
tell them there's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
And a lot of these guys try to get that hero moment, right? Where they try to hold it in.
And we tell them, like I said, if it doesn't matter
hold
if they're 3 seconds or a minute or whatever, we're like, it does not matter. We will make you look like a superhero regardless of how long it is that you take.
Yeah, but what ends up happening is they hold back.
Yep.
And then they end up going soft. Because they held back, and then they're sitting there trying to beat it to life
right.
for the next 30 minutes. And we're just like, we
can't. We're like, is it going to come back? And they're like, I don't know.
And we will leave because I don't want to have them have that anxiety or
right.
pressure. I know how it goes. So we give them space. And I will say, we've never had somebody unsuccessful as far as like being able to get up and in.
Right.
Other than somebody that was not a virgin.
Right.
We had a non-virgin that we tried to film with that couldn't get hard. But other than that, every one of the virgins were able to pull it off and at
right.
least, you know,
get it
say
in.
That.
And I, you know, that is the tricky part, you know, because we we have egos. And young people, virgins, chances are they haven't arrived at that time in their life where they understand that they are more than their body. But then we are still here to experience these,
right.
these, the only reason really to be human. I know I have perfected like workaholic scenarios. And what I found out was that's not really why I'm here. I'm not here to see how much I can eat or drink or work. It is the sensuality part of me. And yes, like you, I have an amazing husband. And that right there is something that is so important to keep that sensual, sexual part of it growing, no matter how long we get to be here. And then, of course, I do this differently because I'm a madam, but then working to help others understand if you're holding back sexually, where else are you holding back? Because
that,
it's never
yep.
just there.
You're right. It is so connected, and society
yeah.
keeps trying to say that it's not. You
like,
know, that you're
is.
Supposed to just section it off, and
right.
and that's, you know, something you can ignore. And one of the things that I've been getting on my soapbox of, Bella, and maybe you can jump in and join me on this soapbox,
uh-oh.
Is I feel like if we were to legalize, you know, sex work nationwide, we would have a huge drop in sex-related crimes. Because I think that people would be able to, you know, release, it is natural, right? There's,
right.
you have sexual energy. It has to be released. If people have an outlet, it takes care of so many of these issues, right? because not everybody is going to be able to have access to it. Now, I'm not saying that it's right that they lash out in an illegal way.
Right.
But I still think that, like, you're going to have less issues with predators and stuff like that if there was a legal process to be able to take care of these things. There's other countries like Australia and Canada where they can, you know, therapists can, you know, give them prescriptions essentially to go right. and have an escort. And there, I mean, it's just not fair for a lot of the people here, right. unfortunately.
I agree.
What is missing as far as the legality is people having a problem being linked with sexual services as a business. Excuse me. If there was a way to help those that are leading our governing bodies to understand it's if it's created as a business and tax revenue is created and public safety, which you know is always going to be second, the tax revenue, yeah. that is the only avenue for legalization. Because when you legalize, then you automatically decriminalize because you have that legalization, you have regulation, you have a process that a person can go through, whether they're working independently. Well, here's what you have to do to be a legal, you know, entity working, let's just call it an escort, but out there, outside, we'll call it outside of a house, outside of a establishment where inside those walls, everything is decriminalized. Everything is regulated. Everyone has medical checks. You know, the ladies go through a tremendous criteria to be legal courtesans. They should never be labeled a prostitute. A prostitute has to be labeled out there. There's no regulation. There's no criteria. There's no anything that makes them a business. They don't even have a way to actually bring their revenue up and have it be used where someone would say, oh, you are in this industry, you know, as a sexual therapist or whatever it is. And it's backwards.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And of course, now it's very obvious with all of everything that's gone on over the almost past 4 years that the United States, within the United States borders, we are the largest number one trafficking of children in the world. And there is something wrong, radically wrong, with our idea of our sexuality, sensuality, for that to be a fact.
I'm telling you, that drives my point home right there, is if adults could just fucking embrace, you know, themselves, you know, and be open with shit, we could spare all of this. Right. You know what I mean? There's no need for that kind of crap.
Yeah. Over this past administration, it's either 80 or 85,000 children that have come across the border have gone missing.
God.
That's insane.
That's disgusting.
It's actually, it's awful. It's beyond awful.
Ugh, I don't like that. Yeah.
But it's true. These are things that are all still tied with sexual, sensual appetites. And they are not in alignment with how we are supposed to be with one another as humans. We are not supposed to manipulate and control and take advantage of one another. It should be consensual. It should be adults.
Absolutely.
And when you let something like this, like a sexual desire, just grow and you repress it so much, I think it turns into something dark.
Almost, more sinister.
Yeah. Like trafficking, or we talk often about like the people that are in the adult industry that, you know, will pull the wool over somebody's eyes and like, oh, all of a sudden we're doing a scene you weren't expecting to do, or we're doing something against your boundaries because now you're
like,
here,
yeah, you'll set, you know, the boundaries, you'll set the rules,
I feel like it's one of those things where if we are able to be more open and accepting to, you know, the legal, moral, ethical way of doing things, there'd be less room in this industry for the bad actors.
Right. Absolutely.
Yep. There's some definite villains.
Oh, yeah.
And they're making money. They're making money doing it.
And that's what kills me. And they're the ones that also keep reporting me on social media and getting me banned and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
The amount, being the good guy is hard sometimes, Bella. I'll tell you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, being the good gal too.
It's tough.
There's this total misunderstanding, and then as I said, there's just this part of humanity that has gone so dark, and we're supposed to be living in heaven, not hell.
Yep.
I agree. Yeah. It's very tough to then be able to like explain to people that, yeah, like you're on the good side of this versus the like, oh, I'm not the sketchy, like, part of the
I try to make people like, I try to say, look, I'm not like a messiah here by any means. Like, we're still having sex on camera. It still gets nasty.
Right.
But I'm going to get your consent and you're going to know everything that's going to happen. And you're not going to feel unsafe even a little bit the entire time that we're filming.
Right.
And that's why when we do get, you know, people that come with us, they come back to film with us.
Right.
Because we're creative and we are respectful. That's right. My ultimate thing above
keeping,
anything
like,
else.
Keeping a lot of the people want to keep their identity safe and keep their, you know, that their lives separated, which I can understand. So we make sure that is a huge.
Yeah, it's safe and they know, you know.
And it's the same at Bella's Hacienda Ranch.
Yeah,
you know, we don't kiss and tell. Your identity is safe. You know, everybody. There's an anonymity that gets to exist, so that when a person comes through that front door, it's whoever they are right now today. It's not their story. It's not the "you don't know what happened to me" thing. It's like, where are you going today? What do you want to experience today? And if you're going to talk about anything, tell me about your dreams and goals. Because
I like that. Yeah.
That's your forward thinking. That's the path, unless you want to turn your canoe around and row upstream. And we know that never works.
Yeah.
Tell me about your dreams and goals. That's a good one.
I like that. Yeah. I mean, like, we do ask, you know, all the virgins that we film with, like, how did you end up here? Like, just, you know, just to see, like,
well, we like to make sure the picture is painted that they are real and they are relatable.
Right.
So,
we have a lot
of conversation with them
prior to that.
It's not.
But I can't even say the word. Anonymity of it is we get, like, so that we make sure it's all safe. We give them numbers. And so that way, like.
Yeah, I tell them, look, from now on, we're going to treat you like cattle.
Yeah.
You got a number.
You got a number.
And that's what we're going to refer to you. You're number eight now.
Right. Right.
Well, just so that. At least you didn't put an ear tag on them like
exactly.
A cat, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, I talked about getting t-shirts with numbers like a soccer team, but yeah.
It hasn't worked out yet. But like, just so that they have that, like, that blanket almost between who they really are and who we were that we were filming with.
We don't have to describe their physical features to people when we're talking about them or anything like that.
We
the
just
number,
say, oh, number
is.
Eight, or number 10. Or
yeah, this
whoever.
Is number 8. You can go read a description about what happened during number 8. You can go see an intro, but, you know, they're not going to, nobody's going to be able to search for them and be like, you know,
let
oh, this person looks like
them.
This.
But, you know, in their evolving sexuality, what is it they would like to accomplish? Do they just want to be able to be proficient sexually? Do they want to know, you know, what will please their partner? And then what would they like, really? Are they eventually wanting a relationship? There's so many young people, they don't get married anymore. They aren't going to have a home. They're going to rent. There's a lot of things that have evolved, if you will, with this Gen Z.
Yep.
Yeah.
What do you call it? It's like, I'm like a baby boomer, whatever it is. But, you know, the idea is, where are they going to go with their sexuality? What's important now that they know they can, now that they know more, and now that what they have is the ability to learn more. Now they just have a beginning. That's it.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, for us, like, a lot of the guys that, like, they had never seen a naked woman outside of porn. So they, like, I've had several just be like, just teach me, just show me. Like,
yeah, there's a few videos, especially in the beginning when you were super nervous too.
Right.
Because as you can tell, Bella, I talk a lot. So I talk a lot, you know, sometimes during,
right.
Especially if they need it, and they'll be like, can you show me, where is it? So we'll be like, hey, yeah, this is, you know, this is the clit, this right. is whatever, and go through and kind of explain like what feels good for her. Right.
And we're like, obviously
it's different for everybody.
Right. You everyone know? So, is different. Everybody wants to be touched and everything different. But like, for me, this is what I like. And you know, this is what, you know.
We also tell them good. Not to focus necessarily on her pleasure. Like we'll teach right. you what to do, but this focus isn't on her. The focus is on them. And
right.
when they get, some guys will get so focused on her having an orgasm nothing else
yeah.
matters to them. And I'm like, yo, I don't give her an orgasm 95% of the time.
Right.
So you certainly aren't going to give her
as
an orgasm.
As a virgin, it's probably
let's stop
not
trying and
happen.
Let's just focus on what feels good for you.
Right. Like, yes, it's about me, but it's more about them, obviously, and the aspect of losing their virginity.
I tell them, like, look, she's worked up more than you can imagine. Like, it's not all physical,
right.
you know, there's a mind aspect to it. And
absolutely.
After they leave, you and I are going to bang and you're going to have the biggest orgasm ever.
Right.
And that's part of what you're looking for. That's not a problem for them. It's not saying it's less of them. You know,
right.
that's your way of still enjoying this and getting to be in it. And, you know, if we can just tell them, hey, you just get to enjoy it and be in it. And when you're done, you're done.
Right.
That's good too. But that's one of the tough things, I think, is for them to like not try super hard.
Right.
I mean, maybe you should be faking it. I don't know.
Well, I don't want it to be fake. I want it to be real.
No,
I want
you.
It to be authentic.
I agree.
Know. Because, like, I don't want them to be, like, you know, down the road being like, oh, yeah, I was able to get this woman to orgasm by doing this. And then all the other women are like, that's not a thing that people like or whatever, you know, whatever the case may be, like, you know, and find out later that it was all fake. So, I don't know. I like the real authenticity of it.
Yeah, authentic and awkward has been our selling point. So
exactly.
We stick with it.
Yep.
If the idea for a virgin is for them to take on the consciousness that this is a time in their life that it's all about them, that person.
Exactly.
And that everything is in alignment for them to let go and have the hormones and the mind go where it needs to go for their completion, for their initial satisfaction sexually. And many, many times people can't put themselves first.
Yep.
But it's always in the mind, and then it comes out down there. But they have to get their mind right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in a way, it's like asking them to be selfish.
Yeah.
That it's, look, it's all about you.
Right. Like, don't worry about me, it's you.
And
like,
I'm the facilitator, you're the facilitator
right.
of them being able to focus solely on themselves and the completion of and the satisfaction of allowing their virginity to leave in this particular way.
Right. Though, I mean, I think if you think about the ones that have been, because we tell everybody, like, not every virgin comes. Like,
we don't put the pressure on them.
Right. And we tell them, like, if you can't come, it's fine. Like, we can, like, stop whenever. But, like, after telling, you know, obviously the first couple, you know, you can't say, hey, so-and-so didn't come because you're one of the first. But, like, knowing that there are others that may not be able to come, but, like, we had one time he couldn't come and he was like, am I still a virgin? I was like, no. I was like, you are not a virgin. Like, just because you didn't come does not mean that you still have that label.
I mean, I guess that is a definition that's,
I mean, to me,
flexible, but
right. But
yeah,
to me, I'm like, you,
a lot of these guys have right. anxiety so much that any extra, like, you know, thing that they have to worry about, oh, she's expecting me to come. You
right.
know what I mean? Any extra weight is just not going to do it for them. So
right.
we realized really quickly that it was more important for us to let them go through their motions and just enjoy. And we let them know that, hey, it's not expected for you to come. And we've had more success, I think, with
recently.
Them coming when we tell them that it's not expected.
Right.
Because it's not, it's, we want you to have fun and to feel good.
And we don't want that pressure of like, oh, well, I have to come and I have to come within a certain time frame and it has to still feel enjoyable. And no, we're like, have fun. If it happens, it happens.
It's fine. It typically happens if we can get them to just let loose.
And I think that's like the biggest thing is knowing you can almost look back and see the ones that have come. You can see that they are mentally relaxed and they have kind of like gone into their like zen versus you, I guess maybe, I mean, I'm not saying every one of them, but like they are still in their head and those are the ones that maybe necessarily can't come. So there might be that correlation that you were saying with the like getting your mind right. So I don't know.
You're correct. It's getting your head in alignment, but not in your head egoically.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that letting go and where something else is happening in your body and you're a witness to it.
Yep. And that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of profound thoughts today. I like it.
you're gonna be thinking about this one for a while.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Well, Bella, we will go ahead and cut it here if that's okay with you, unless you have anything else to mention. If it's okay with you, though, I would love to stay in contact with you.
Yes.
Because there's not very many other people like you in the world. And I feel like you have a lot of really interesting insights that we can probably learn from as well. So we will definitely put your information as well. And hopefully, you know, people will be able to listen to this and kind of see that you are way cooler than your online persona, which I didn't even think was possible. Because let's be real, those photos that they sent me were awesome.
Yeah.
You looked so cool in those promo photos.
You know, I have a good time with that. I do, you know.
And tell.
That's awesome.
And you know, and I'm at a time in my life where I'm just going to say this. At some point in time after 38 years, someone is going to come along and say, Belle, we know you stayed longer than you had planned. Thank you for that. I'll take it from here. And then I would like to lecture, to let people know what it's really about being human correctly and how to embrace their sensual, sexual nature with the curiosity that makes life really worth living.
That is profound.
Yes.
You honestly, I think, described that a lot better than
I could have
thought it up myself. So obviously we can, your wisdom is showing through your words. But no, it's amazing. That's really what we've been trying to portray to our audience and to our people. You know, anxiety is one of those things that, it can go away, I think, if you're embracing the right kind of stuff. If you allow yourself to experience life the way it's supposed to and stop blocking things out, then I think the anxiety can, you know, naturally kind of dissipate from there as well. And that's what we're experiencing, at least, is, you know, by going with the flow and taking things in as they come, life is feeling a little less chaotic.
Well, you know, it's your platform for growth. And it's you're picking, you have allowed something to work through you that never started out as comfortable. It's like stepping out on that skinny branch and wondering if it's going to break off.
Right.
Okay. And you find out that it's plenty strong enough to support the direction you are meant to go. And so keep going. You're becoming more of who you came to be. Absolutely.
You really are, man. Bella, if you could tell the difference between this woman when I met her and now, I mean, she's just as gorgeous as she ever was, but personality wise, she has just totally come out of her shell and she is awesome. So I hope other women are able to like figure this out and, you know, listen to you two and see
and
that
be
like
who they truly
embracing yourself, you know, and just being who you're meant to be is beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. So thank you again, Bella, for speaking to us.
Thank you.
You are absolutely wonderful and more than I could have imagined. So
thank you for having me.
Of course.
I'm here in my pajamas and God only knows what time it is. Who cares? Right? It's exactly. Like, this was Jeremy, who helps me with a lot of the media. He goes, you know, you're going to have to be in your pajamas. I said, oh, that'll be rough.
You're like, what a tough time. Yep.
Oh, pick me, you know. So, and I'm so thankful. And you two are just absolutely amazing yourself. And I will look forward to Jeremy being able to tag this everywhere so that it helps you. And if I'm helping you, then guess what? It's coming back to me tenfold without me doing a thing.
Well, I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Bella. Hang tight with us after I hit stop so this finishes uploading, and then we'll be
Absolutely.
Good to go.
Absolutely. Yep.
So we dropped all of our prices because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. You know, I always said that when I was in real estate, that if we took care of our community first, the money would come. And
they
that's
would
exactly
take care of us.
Exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide. For about $100, you can see every pay-per-view that we have available opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of all our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop. We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join in. So if you think that might be you, check it out, virginitysnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your family about it, and we'll see you there. Common Confidential. You know, sometimes when you think about luxury, you think about like the bed sheets or the mattress that you're on. You don't necessarily think about the towels that you're going to use to clean up with afterwards. And that is probably my favorite thing about what we received from Common Confidential is these little cum rags. Y'all, it seems silly, but they are absolutely amazing. I mean, let's not get it twisted. The blanket they gave us is awesome too. Steph and I rolled around on it immediately. And the body butter that they gave us, I mean, it works for penetration too, which, you know, right up our alley. But still, the 6 washcloths, that is what I think about most often and what I try to keep clean. Because if I'm going to clean up, I'd much rather clean up with that than with a paper towel. I know it's silly, but y'all go check it out yourself, commonconfidential.com, and then use our discount code AwkwardPillowTalk. Get some for yourself. You're going to thank me later. So, you know, part of the awkward is let's have a little talk about hygiene.
Yeah.
You know, the Summer's Eve products, you know, you always walk down. I used to walk down and be like, what flavor would I like my vagina to be this month?
Right, like the flavor of the month.
But then I realized my favorite flavor of vagina is actually not Summer's Eve.
Right.
Or spring blossom. It's vagina.
Yeah, it's just straight up. That's the way it is.
And when we got a sample of this healthy hoo-hoo, that was my first concern, was what is this going to smell like?
I was like, uh-oh.
I'm pretty content with the way things are smelling. And it smelled like nothing.
Yeah, it was very odorless.
Completely odorless. And, you know, you've used it before and after play sessions, which is what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Helps balance the pH. And I've actually been able to use it a few times on myself, too, because pH balance is not just for you.
Yeah.
It works for me as well. So if you're interested in giving something a go that's not going to, you know, take away that natural
flavor,
then you may want to check out Healthy Hoo Hoo and use our discount code StephanieClassX and get yourself